Produced at CFIS-FM in Prince George, Health First is available across Canada through the National Campus and Community Radio Association.
We've been speaking with Adrienne Finkel. She's an author, photographer, and she's written, her new book is called The Naked Truth. Adrienne, can you tell us why you called the book The Naked Truth?
Well, in the book, a lot of people are pretty much bearing parts of themselves that they don't, you know, that some people, it started where people were like, I want to just, you know, if I'm going to write on my chest, I might as well, maybe I'll take my bra off, maybe I'll take my tank top off. And some people were like, no, I want to keep my tank top on, but, you know, they are still uncovering a layer of themselves. The whole idea is to kind of bare all mind and body. So, you know, when I was trying to think of how I could encompass this entire book in a few words, this really seemed like a way to say that all at once.
Mm. Did you find anyone who told their story and then didn't want to be in the book or didn't want to have their picture taken?
I have in the past. There wasn't a book yet, but I had some people say they didn't want me to share it on the blog and that they just wanted to take the photo to support me and go on a little bit of a personal growth journey to just step outside of their everyday life to take a photo like this. But for the most part, people found it to be kind of a personal challenge to allow themselves to be featured in a book and on the blog because they aren't typically used to doing something like that.
Right. And did you find it easier to work with women or men?
I think women volunteered more to do the project. I think that women are a little more, it's fun to have a nice photo of yourself and then to also say something with it in this world where social media is just like photos everywhere and they have no meaning, but, you know, they make us all feel all kinds of feelings, which could be jealousy or anything. Like, to actually say something that has meaning and has heart and shares a piece of yourself, I think women are excited about. And I think men were up for it. I think it's very hard not to look at other pictures from this project and go, what would I say? What would my words be?
Mm-hmm. And at the end of the day, did you see beauty in everyone?
Absolutely. I think, you know, as someone who has always kind of had, you know, image issues, someone who wasn't, you know, I went to college for theater, and so we were constantly talking about body image, and I was constantly dealing with struggles in that world. And then as I started to take pictures of everyone, I saw the beauty in each person individually. And now I really don't think about, you know, weight when I'm looking at a person. I don't think about what they look like. I think about their souls and what they have to say and what shines through. And every single person in this book is stunning to me.
Wow. And is your picture in the book?
Yes, my picture is in the book.
And what words of wisdom do you have across your body?
I wrote at the time, which I'm not even actually really struggling with at the moment, but I was dealing with I was struggling with my feelings about Instagram and social media. And I found myself, I was feeling down at the time and couldn't help but compare myself to other happy women on social media that seemed to really have their lives together. And it took me down such a rabbit hole that I ended up following all these ladies that I don't even know and feeling sorry for myself while comparing my life to them. And so someone once told me that you can't Photoshop personality, meaning that just because a picture looks pretty, how do you know who that person is and what they're dealing with? So those were the words that I chose to wear for that particular time.
Mm-hmm. This sounds like a beautiful book just for the coffee table, for pondering and taking time rather than running to a computer and filling with social media.
We could all use a little bit of advice, but there are a lot of people in their, you know, late teens, early 20s that don't really want to call their parents and ask, you know, for advice all of the time. They're kind of ready to blossom on their own, but they are searching and finally looking within for the first time, truly to figure out what's next for them. And I think this is a really great gift for, like, college students and high school students, or people just trying to figure out what they want to do next in life.
So the words are really words of love and healing in the book.
Yes, they really are. And some are just, you know, vulnerable words saying, you know, I'm still not really happy with where I'm at in my life, or I'm still lost, I'm still searching. And, you know, there are people in their 30s and 40s saying those words. So I think it's nice to see that people are willing to share that truth that not a lot of people share.
Adrian, will there be a Naked Truth too?
Very possibly. I'm focusing right now on my current job, which is producing television. But I think, you know, my next lull in work, I might stir something up again.
Wow. How did you distill the stories down to the ones that you picked?
How did I choose the ones I picked?
Yeah. Like, there's so many. You have hundreds of pictures in here.
I basically, you know, I really had no idea how I was going to organize them into making a book. And one day I finally forced myself to sit down with all of the photos, and they kind of started just telling themselves to me. I literally was just like searching for like, where do I begin? And the first words, as you'll see in the book, I think the first words are "begin anywhere." There's a woman who has it on her right side of her arm. It says "begin anywhere." And I was like, oh my gosh, that's it. Like, that's where I begin. And then the next words I chose were "ain't nothing to it but to do it," which is a words another woman said. And I said, that's exactly it. You know, I just ended up following all of these pieces of advice that were given to me to put all of the pictures together.
Wow. So what did you learn in this process about moving forward in life?
What did I learn about?
About moving forward in life and allowing things to happen.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I think that...
Did we lose you again? Adrian? I think we may have lost Adrian. So we have a few minutes left. But the book that she has written, there's over 200 color photos. And the book was called The Naked Truth. It's an empowering photo journal sharing encouragement and guidance from everyday strangers to celebrities such as Chris Reed, Christy Altemeyer, Haley Marie Norman, Casey Silva, and there's many more. So if you're looking for a good gift to buy someone, or if you would just like a picture book to enjoy, to bring you back and connect you with your fellow humanity, this is a really nice book to pick up. And it's been on sale since September 25th, Citadel Press. And I'm not sure if you can pick it up on Amazon, but it is available through Citadel Press. So Adrian Finkel, F-I-N-K-E-L, is the author, the photographer, and the creative brains behind this project, which took her years, starting in 2011, and it just came out this fall. So this is a book to really help us all feel connected, no matter what walk of life we're from or where we're.
I'm just wondering, Kathy, because I have not seen the book. I'm assuming you've at least either seen the book or you've at least seen some of the pages on
the
website and stuff.
Yeah.
Is it just the pictures with those few words written on them, or are there sort of like explanations with some of the people about what these words mean?
No, it's just the words. The words are actually very powerful and very simple.
So sometimes did you find yourself in some of the cases looking at the picture, reading the words, and kind of going, okay, that's powerful, but how did this person, what's the story behind how this person came up with that?
Code a number before trying again.
I find that good to see just the simple words and understand all the different ideas that come from people and how much the same. I saw the sameness in everything. So for me, it was just a confirmation that across the board, you know, rich and poor, famous, not famous, many walks of life, but the pictures went through everyone. And so it was a beautiful work. And... yeah, so we lost Adrian, but we've got her back. So if there's anything you'd like to just tell us about your book while we wind up, that would be great. Adrian?
Yeah, sure. So you can check out the book or photos from the book on the website, which is mynakedtruthproject.com. And then you can also order the book anywhere books are sold. It's on at Barnes & Noble, on Amazon, and in local bookstores. So it's pretty easy to find. And then you can also follow the project and its continuance on Instagram at My Naked Truth Project.
Wonderful. And Adrienne, is the camera still going on a weekly basis?
Not on a weekly basis, but I would say on a monthly basis. I still have people reaching out, and I'm trying to still make sure I photograph and meet everyone who wants to be involved.
Okay. Well, it was so good to have you on the show today, and thank you so much for your work on the Naked Truth Project.
Thank you for having me.
Great book for anyone to have as a beautiful thing to have on the coffee table. So thanks again. And I'd also like to thank our producer, Alan Wishart, and I'd like to thank all the community radio stations across Canada that carry our program. Have a healthy and happy day.